Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is October 26, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Silvergate Bank sees 40% increase in deposits from digital currency customers. PayPal-backed blockchain analytics firm hires former U.S. Treasury advisor. Harvest Finance token plummets 65% after attack saps DeFi site of TVL. Roll raises another $1 million to make money social. Taxpayers needn't disclose merely holding crypto, IRS draft 2020 guidance. Benoit Carré reveals BIS plan for CBDC trial starting in 2020. Tether froze $300,000 of stablecoin hacked after victims left wallet keys in Evernote. First mover, Bitcoin steady over $13,000 as JP Morgan has Eureka moment. Now let's get started. Silvergate Bank sees 40% increase in deposits from digital currency customers. Silvergate Bank added $586 million in new deposits from firms and individuals in the cryptocurrency industry in the third quarter of 2020, according to an earnings report released before the market opened Monday. The cost of those deposits dropped from 0.37% down to 0.01% and the bank's fee income for digital currency customers increased by nearly 40% to $3.3 million with more than 68,000 transactions on the Silvergate Exchange Network, a fiat on-ramp for Bitcoin markets. The bank added 47 new digital currency clients, bringing its total customer base from the industry up to 928. The majority of new customers, 33, Silvergate reported, were institutional investors. The bank also saw a $13 million increase in its Bitcoin-backed fiat loans, called SEN Leverage, up to $35.5 million in the third quarter. Silvergate continues to perform at a very high level as the network effect and competitive barriers of the SEN further expand. The credit metrics of our loan portfolio remain strong, and the bank remains well capitalized, with a strong liquidity position, to support future growth, Silvergate CEO Alan Lane said in the release. PayPal-backed blockchain analytics firm hires former U.S. Treasury advisor. Blockchain analytics firm TRM Labs has appointed former U.S. Treasury and Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, heavyweight Ari Redbord to help build the firm's risk-based anti-money laundering, AML, programs for cryptocurrency and digital assets. Redbord joins TRM Labs as the company's head of legal and government affairs. At Treasury, he served as a senior advisor to the Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence. His resume also includes stints at FinCEN and the Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, in areas related to cryptocurrency. Blockchain analytics is a hot space with the likes of Chainalysis tying up with law enforcement, Elliptic forensically following illicit money around the crypto ecosystem and CipherTrace building travel rule solutions and monitoring crypto compliance regimes. So does the hire of Redbord mean TRM Labs is positioning itself alongside government crime-fighting agencies and law enforcement? I don't think the focus will just be on the long arm of the law, said Redbord. Actually, I think in a way it's quite the opposite, because a company like TRM allows for less regulation, quite frankly, by allowing governments around the world to be more comfortable that they are able to identify suspicious activity and get those bad actors out of this. The analytics firm's data insights can be applied evenly to three different segments, said Esteban Castau, TRM's co-founder and CEO. Those are government organizations, including regulatory and law enforcement, cryptocurrency businesses and traditional financial institutions that may not custody crypto directly, but are exposed to the cryptocurrency risk, he said. It maybe goes against traditional startup wisdom to serve different types of customers, but we can deliver insights around the risk of an individual address and individual transaction or a cryptocurrency business as a whole, said Castow. Founded in 2018, TRM is backed by PayPal, Initialized Capital, Blockchain Capital and Y Combinator. Castow would not be drawn on the possibility of providing data insights to PayPal, but said he was thrilled by the fintech giant's recent crypto announcement and eager to see their journey. Harvest Finance token plummets 65% after attack saps DeFi site of TVL. A possible exploit in decentralized finance DeFi protocol Harvest Finance has sent the platform's native token, Farm, tumbling by 65% in less than an hour, according to CoinGecko. According to reports surfacing early Monday, upwards of $25 million in value has been drained from Harvest Finance pools and swapped for RENBTC, RBTC, by an unknown attacker. Other funds have been mixed through Tornado Cash, an Ethereum obfuscation software. Following the attack, investors appear to have pulled roughly $350 million from the site. We are working actively on the issue of mitigating the economic attack on the stablecoin and BTC pools, and will update in this thread in real time, SIC, as soon as additional details are available, the anonymous team behind Harvest Finance said in a tweet. The team further said the economic attack was made possible by manipulating stablecoin prices on Curve Finance, another DeFi protocol that Harvest Finance contracts interact with. The project's admins claim to have withdrawn 100% of stablecoin and BTC Curve strategy funds to the vault and are moving to block deposits to the stablecoin and BTC vault, the Harvest team said in the project's Discord at 4:45 Coordinated Universal Time. Harvest Finance did not return questions by press time. The attack comes after DeFi analyst Chris Bleck claimed Harvest Finance's administrators held an admin key that can drain funds locked in the protocol's contracts. It's unclear at this stage in the exploit what role the admin key or the anonymous team behind the protocol have to do with the sudden drain in assets. Bleck did not return a request for comment by press time. Harvest Finance had over $1 billion in total value locked, TVL, just prior to the possible exploit being unveiled. TVL has dropped to $673 million as of 5 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time, according to DeFi Pulse. Roll raises another $1 million to make money social. Social money startup Roll is announcing the raising of $1 million from Fabric Ventures, IOSG, William Mogayar and others. The additional capital brings its total funding to $2.7 million. Launched in summer 2019, Roll allows people with followings to create their own currency and define the usefulness of that currency. For example, users might be able to redeem the social currency for access to the currency's creator. In a press release, IOSG's Joyce Lynn wrote, Roll lets each creator have the freedom to determine the rules within their social economy. As one example, the musician Harrison First announced his social money, Dollar First, in August, promising it would allow people guest list access when he's on tour. As of this writing, $1 First trades for about 5 cents in ETH on Uniswap. By buying an artist's token early, though, a fan can theoretically make a bet on that creator's future success, provided, of course, they continue to support the token. One of Roll's new investors, Mogayar, gave another example. Roll has a partnership with blockchain development platform Abridged that makes it possible to gate Discord communities with its tokens, so that only people who hold a certain one can get in. That's an emerging use case I like, Mogayar wrote in an email. This is interesting because a Roll wallet is more user-friendly and more mainstream-looking in its experience. According to the team, there's $500,000 worth of daily volume moving through the Roll system, which is now used by 250 creators, including one current member of CoinDesk staff and two alums. This marks a fundamental shift towards user-generated capital as the basis of evolution of the social web, Roll co-founder Sid Kala wrote in a press release. Taxpayers needn't disclose merely holding crypto, IRS Draft 2020 Guidance. The U.S. tax agency has clarified who needs to answer yes to a question over cryptocurrency activity included in the Draft 1040 Federal Income Tax Form. As reported in September, the Internal Revenue Service (IRS) revealed it would reposition a question on the 1040 form for 2020 that will require returnees to indicate if they acquire D any financial interest in any virtual currency over the tax year. In its recently published set of draft instructions, the IRS now explains that taxpayers would need to answer in the affirmative if they sold any cryptocurrency, exchanged cryptocurrency for goods or services, or exchanged cryptocurrency for property including other crypto assets. It also sets out that respondents must answer yes if they received any cryptocurrency for free, including via airdrops or hard forks. Airdrops are free distributions of cryptocurrency to users or potential users, often in a bid to kick off adoption of a new coin. Hard forks, updates to a blockchain's code that require users to update to the new version, sometimes arise in the division of a chain into two competing but similar networks, each with its own cryptocurrency. When such a fork occurs, holders of the original coins may also automatically receive the same number of assets on the new chain. For example, holders of 10 Bitcoin automatically own 10 Bitcoin Cash after a hard fork in 2017. The IRS draft guidance also makes clear taxpayers need not check yes if they merely held cryptocurrency in 2020, or moved it from one wallet to another owned by them. The draft is likely to stand unless there are unexpected issues or new legislation requiring changes, the IRS said in the document. With the IRS paucity of guidelines on how to pay crypto taxes much criticized in recent years, the clarification may come as some relief to 1040 form returnees. The tax agency has been somewhat heavy-handed at times, ignoring its own watchdog's advice when sending out soft warning letters broadly inquiring about unpaid or incorrectly filed crypto taxes. Benoit Carré reveals BIS plan for CBDC trial starting in 2020. How things have changed since spring of 2019, when Augustin Carstens, General Manager of the Bank for International Settlements (BIS), was issuing his latest warning over the need for caution when considering central bank digital currencies (CBDC). Now, according to Chinese news source The Paper, the very same institution dubbed the Central Bank for Central Banks is planning its own trial of a CBDC in collaboration with the Swiss Central Bank. Revealed by Benoit Carré, head of the BIS Innovation Hub, at the Bund Summit in Shanghai, October 23-25, the proof-of-concept initiative would be underway before then end of the year and would open a route to experimentation looking at use cases for a retail i.e. cash equivalent CBDC. These could include how the digital currency might interoperate with existing payment systems, a role in digital identity and tracking financial compliance, per the report. Such use cases would require more work on the blockchain technology underlying the CBDC, Carré said. BIS will also look into how to facilitate cross-border payments using digital currency between central banks such as the Hong Kong Monetary Authority and the Bank of Thailand. According to Carré, the BIS Innovation Center is already carrying out experiments in Singapore, Switzerland and Hong Kong, and has plans to expand the work to Germany, France, the UK, Sweden and Canada. The comments from Carré, who sat on the executive board of the European Central Bank, ECB, until last year, come soon after the BIS and seven central banks issued a report setting out the core principles for national digital currencies. While many central banks are still publicly saying they are evaluating the technology, there appears to be a general movement towards rolling out national digital currencies in coming years. A digital euro is looking very likely, according to leaders at the ECB, and CBDC trials are planned in Russia, South Korea and Japan. Driving the movement has been the People's Bank of China, which has been in full development mode for several years and appears to be in the final stages before a live launch of a digital yuan. Beating all nations to the final post, though, was the Bahamas, which launched its sand dollar CBDC last week. Tether froze $300,000 of stablecoin hacked after victims left wallet keys in Evernote. The U.S. government is pursuing a civil forfeiture claim on more than 300,000 units of the Tether, USDT, cryptocurrency after they were reported stolen in a hack earlier this year. The funds, co-owned by Xixuan Cai and business partner Lin Jianchen, were later frozen by operator Tether Limited after Cai reported the theft to the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, in April, court documents filed on Thursday show. Now the U.S. government wants to finalize the legal seizure of those assets, saying they are in violation of Section 1030 of the Civil Forfeiture Code, for fraud and related activity in connection with computers. Back in February, Cai purchased 300,900 USDT, a stablecoin linked to the price of the U.S. dollar through the cryptocurrency exchange Binance. Cai then transferred those funds to a personal wallet co-owned and managed with Chen. Just 4 minutes after Cai had transferred the Tether from Binance to the personal wallet, the funds were transferred again, but without the business pair's permission, to a wallet address ending in 8,869. Hours later the funds were split, with two-thirds 200,600 USDT, of the funds going to yet another wallet address ending in 44C2, while 100,301 USDT remained in the 8,869 wallet. Cai contacted Chen the following day attempting to uncover how the funds had been moved, learning Chen had recorded their private key, used for authorizing transfers from their wallet, in an Evernote account. Evernote is a note-taking and task management application that stores information on the cloud and is accessible across multiple devices owned by an individual or individuals if shared. Hackers masking their IP address through a virtual private network, VPN, found the wallet key in Evernote and conducted multiple intrusions between January 26 and February 5, Chen later learned. The key was used to authorize the transaction from their personal wallet to the destination wallet ending in 8,869. Cai reported the theft 2 months later on April 9 to both Tether Limited and the LAPD. The funds were temporarily frozen by Tether pending an investigation. A week later, Special Agent Patrick Layton of the U.S. Secret Service, USSS, was contacted by a Tether representative, who said an unidentified individual was requesting a lifting of the freeze on the USDT so the person could transfer the USDT to another cryptocurrency. Layton asked Tether to provide the unidentified individual's contact details and request the individual to get in touch with the agent. Shortly after, Layton was contacted by an individual who identified himself only as Camille, using the email address kuliak2t5ikibafexu@protonmail.ch. Camille told Layton the funds originally belonging to Cai and Chen were transferred to him by an unidentified business partner who in turn had received the funds from an undisclosed person in China. The China-based individual was said to have asked Camille to handle the transfer of Cai and Chen's funds to purchase Ether on the Khyber network because they were not familiar with cryptocurrency. Camille claimed he wanted to split Cai and Chen's funds into equal amounts over three wallets and that he would receive 15% of the total funds for conducting the intended transactions on behalf of his partner. No further details were provided to Layton regarding the alleged partner, with Camille claiming he had already destroyed evidence of his partner's information. By May, Judge Pedro Castillo of the U.S. Central District Court of California issued a seizure warrant for the roughly 300,000 USDT and in June issued an order extending the time for the USSS to execute the warrant. At that time, Tether Limited unfroze the stablecoin funds at the behest of the USSS before the warrant was executed and the funds transferred to a wallet controlled by the U.S. government. Tether routinely assists law enforcement agents and seeks to further their legitimate objectives, Tether CTO Paolo Arduino told CoinDesk. Tether will always play by the rules, obey the law, and try to be supportive of the wider digital token community. Cai and Chen's stolen crypto assets will remain in the government's possession subject to the court's jurisdiction pending the U.S. government's claim of fraud, court documents show. The case is a reminder never to leave any wallet keys or recovery phrases stored online where they may be accessed by bad actors. First mover, Bitcoin steady over $13,000 as JP Morgan has Eureka moment. Bitcoin was higher, appearing to hold above $13,000 for the first time since January 2018. But the most drama in crypto markets came after an exploit of the decentralized finance protocol Harvest Finance sent the platform's native farm token tumbling by 65% in less than an hour. In traditional markets, European stocks slid as Spain declared a COVID-19 state of emergency and Italians were urged to stay home. U.S. equity futures pointed to a lower open on signs of a resurgence in the coronavirus and dimming hopes for a big stimulus package prior to the election. Gold was little changed. Market moves. Bitcoin bulls are accustomed to the put-downs. The largest cryptocurrency has been lambasted in recent years as a fraud for having basically no value and for failing to qualify as a suitable investment. Now, as Bitcoin mounts what might be its most durable rally in almost 3 years, the bulls may have to get used to a new sensation, vindication. Analysts for JP Morgan, the largest U.S. bank, wrote Friday in a report that Bitcoin has considerable price upside in the long term, as reported by CoinDesk's Zach Vohl. Bitcoin's increasing use as an alternative to gold is amplified by millennials' interest in cryptocurrency, according to the report, written by JP Morgan's Global Quantitative and Derivatives Strategy Team. Even a modest crowding out of gold as an alternative currency over the longer term would imply doubling or tripling of the Bitcoin price from here, the analysts wrote. Such plaudits from the biggest of big U.S. banks represent a remarkable milestone for a digital asset launched in early 2009 with the specific aim of eliminating middlemen in payment systems. And it's pretty hard to resist dredging up JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon's memorable remark in 2017 that Bitcoin was a fraud. "If you're stupid enough to buy it, you'll pay the price for it one day," Dimon said at the time. Lately, that price just keeps going up, buoyed by the growing belief among many crypto investors that Bitcoin might serve as a hedge against trillions of dollars of central bank money printing. Bitcoin has climbed 82% in 2020, and it has doubled in value since Dimon made the disparaging remark in October 2017. Those who bought the cryptocurrency are looking smart compared with shareholders in JP Morgan, whose shares have tumbled 26% in 2020, leaving the stock price roughly where it stood 3 years ago. Bitcoin's technical charts are showing signs of temporary bull fatigue. The cryptocurrency carved out a spinning top candle on Sunday, which occurs when an asset sees two-way price action during a specific period. It is widely considered a sign of indecision in the marketplace, especially when it appears following a notable rally, which is the case here. The candle validates signals from another technical indicator, the 14-day relative strength index, where its reading of over 70 suggests the market is overbought. The immediate support is seen at $12,500 horizontal line on the daily chart. Dips could be short-lived, as the cryptocurrency's long-term bull case has been bolstered by the online payments giant PayPal's recent decision to announce support for Bitcoin. Also, several top public companies have recently disclosed their Bitcoin holdings, providing a strong vote of confidence in the cryptocurrency's future. Besides, the recent rally from $10,000 to $13,300 is backed by increased accumulation by large investors and looks sustainable. As of Sunday, the whale population clusters of addresses held by a single network participant holding at least 1,000 BTC rose to 1,939, the highest since September 2016, according to data source Glassnode. Amkar Godbal. What's hot? An attack against decentralized finance DeFi protocol Harvest Finance has sent the platform's native token, FARM, tumbling by 65% in less than an hour. CoinDesk, Swiss Central Bank, Bank of International Settlements plan test of central bank digital currency by end of year. The block lawyer files motion to dismiss U.S. government charges that Ethereum developer Virgil Griffith violated sanctions law by speaking at North Korean cryptocurrency conference, CoinDesk. Proposed Chinese law outlaws all yuan-pegged tokens except for its own central bank digital currency, CoinDesk. Analogs the latest on the economy and traditional finance. Central banks lap up €17 billion, €20 billion common bonds issued by European Commission to finance coronavirus relief programs, WSJ. Morgan Stanley's chief U.S. equity strategist says to buy the dip if S&P 500 falls after election. Since economic stimulus is near certainty no matter wins, Bloomberg. Coronavirus-induced sell-off in March came with record bid-ask spreads on U.S. treasuries, showing limits of liquidity in world's deepest bond market, Reuters. Mission creep. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde pushes organization beyond traditional monetary policy concerns like global warming and gender imbalance, Reuters. Ripple's Brad Garlinghouse says tech companies have obligation to help solve societal issues, rejecting apolitical stance taken by Coinbase's Brian Armstrong, CNBC. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.